This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center doing what he does exceedingly well for us, being our producer on the other side of the glass. Kept Allie Stevens going last week and very much appreciated his help and hard work keeping the podcast going and just helping us out in every way. So he's over there in the studio with us now. Jennifer Rempe is back. We had a brief conversation with her last month and we're going to get an update today. And she's the development officer and a grant writer for Susquehanna Valley Court Appointed Special Advocates. That's this Susquehanna Valley CASA group that's making such a big difference in a big region around here and helping out kids. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming back.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having us.
I really do appreciate it. You're doing a super job. And Corey Mowry is here, chairman of the board of directors of Susquehanna Valley CASA. He's a private attorney up in the Williamsport and Montgomery area, but is a individual who feels strongly about helping kids and making sure that this CASA program gets brought up and talked about and volunteers show, and he's just really helping to move it forward. So thank you, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, I really do appreciate it. There's always somebody out there that says, oh, CASA, CASA, I know them. Tell me again. Really, just always sound advice, really reiterate what the mission is, the need for volunteers and maybe contributions, things like that.
Sure. We are court-appointed special advocates. We are citizen-trained and highly trained volunteers who go into the court system and advocate for children who have been abused or neglected through no fault of their own, wind up in foster care usually, and we help them find a voice and get their manifest best interest.
And there may be some cases in a courtroom where a child would get an attorney appointed for them, but most cases don't have that where there's somebody specifically watching out for the kids.
They actually do have a what's called a guardian ad litem. Every child does have an attorney for them, advocating for them as well. We, as volunteers, layer into that, and we only have our volunteers only have one case at a time typically. That may mean a sibling set. That sibling set may or may not be broken up into different foster homes, unfortunately, and so we are able to singularly and laser focus on that child and what they really need. And so we go out and talk to everybody who's involved in the case. I like to call it the child's circle of influence. That could be neighbors, aunts, uncles, friends, you know, grandparents, anybody, teachers, educators, therapists, counselors, anybody who has a vested interest in telling us, letting the court know eventually what is the best for that child. And that includes also asking the child, what do they want, you know? And we kind of take it with the proverbial grain of salt in that, you know, they may want to go back home with mom and dad, but that may not be possible, right? So we are often seeking, you know, what's the next best alternative to if they can't go back home or if they can go home. Sometimes we are advocating for them to go home and give the parents another chance if the parents are or the caregivers are willing to you know, put in the work and do what's right and do what they need to do in order to provide for that child.
We're going to talk about their annual Ride for the Child in a moment here. That's a fundraising motorcycle we've talked about, boy, since before the pandemic. But Corey, while I have you at Mike here, she's talking about the idea that the costs of volunteers make a big difference. Have you seen this? Are you familiar with this? Tell us about that.
Absolutely. The CASA volunteers, I consider them the heartbeat of CASA's organization. We have the board, and then we have staff that oversees the volunteers and assists them and trains them and guides them through the process, so the volunteers are not alone. But the volunteers are essentially our army that goes out and can serve many kids as a result, just by being overseen by a case manager. In addition, the statistics show that child with a volunteer, with a CASA volunteer, will spend about half as much time in the court system and be half as likely to re-enter the court system. In other words, as a result, the cases move through the system quicker and they reach a conclusion that is permanent, a permanent, loving, stable outcome for these children.
How did you get involved in this? You ended up on the board and, of course, chair of the board now. Well, take us back to the beginning.
Well, approximately 9 years ago, CASA was regionalizing, became the first regionalized program in Pennsylvania, and by that we mean serving more than one county or more than one judicial district. So we serve four counties right now: Union, Snyder, Lycoming, Northumberland counties. And I heard about CASA through the founding executive director, Judy Jones, and they were in searching for another board member, and I sat down with her when she had heard my name. And when I heard about CASA and its mission and the children being served, I did not know it existed. It was completely new to me. But once you hear about a cause such as this, it's one of those that I've told many people, you can't turn a blind eye on. And I felt the need to do something. I became involved as a board. Served a short time as vice president, and our president moved away for a hiring position, and I stepped into presidency about 6 years ago.
And why is it that this is necessary, that we have volunteers doing this? You know, you have children and youth and probation, juvenile probation, and you have judges and the guardian ad litem, if I'm saying that right. Mm-hmm. You have all these folks that are weighing in on this. I'm hearing that this is sort of the comprehensive sort of overhead view of this that the CASA volunteer helps with.
Great question. Yes, it's no lack of effort by either the courts or by the guardian ad litems or the caseworkers. They all do the best that they can. But these court systems and the caseloads they're voluminous. And, of course, the judges aren't able to go out and seek information. They rely on information that comes to them. The caseworkers have large caseloads, and they can only make so many touch points and spend so much time interacting with each child and family. That's where the CASA volunteer comes in, being assigned to one child or sibling set, is able to spend more time and all their focus on that particular case. And as a result, more time and more attention leads to learning more information, and that information is brought back to the court. It's shared with children and youth and the caseworker, and we try to work collaboratively, but as judges have told us, the CASA volunteers often bring information that nobody else has, and the courts want to make the best decision, and the courts have that power through the additional information.
All right, let's talk about needs. Well, first of all, CASA volunteers are all around here. Susquehanna Valley CASA, Snyder, Union, Northumberland, Montour, Lycoming. Give us the right footprint.
So, yeah, it's Snyder, Union, Northumberland, and Lycoming. There are other programs in other states, in other counties across Pennsylvania. I think there's, I don't know, Corey, there's probably 30-some programs in the state. We cover four counties here locally, Snyder, Union, Northumberland, and Lycoming.
And you're still looking for volunteers?
Always.
A month ago, we talked about the classes that were getting started, mm-hmm. sort of the online class, still looking for some folks to step up.
We just had a swearing-in on Friday, so after you go through the 35-hour training session, which is online currently, there's a swearing-in ceremony. It's a very important piece of the training program, where a judge swears you in, and you are then able to take a case. We just had a swearing in on Friday that Corey was at, and our next training class begins in September, I think. And we're always looking for new volunteers.
Well, that's only a month or so away. It's not this distant month like it used to be. Okay, so we're looking for folks. If you're intrigued by this, please go to SusquehannaValleyCASA.com. You can get more information. Fourth annual Ride for the Child is Saturday, August 6th. That, too, just a week or so away. And 10:30 to 3 p.m., it's the Susquehanna Motorcycle Club doing this up in the Milton area. Tell us a little bit more about this event. Who wants to tell us about that, Corey?
I'll be happy to tell you about it. This is, our fourth annual, and it starts on August 6th And we have registration at 10:30 a.m. We have a lunch beforehand at 11, and then the kickstand's up at 12. We are we start and end at the Susquehanna Motorcycle Club. They are one of the sponsors of the event, and want to thank them, along with National Beef and Sheets, as well as Campana, Hoffa, and Marone. So this is a fun event. It's a poker run where we stop at several Sheets stores along the way, get some swag gifts for the participants, and the total ride takes about 3 hours, but it goes a long way to supporting CASA and raising some funds to help us recruit, train more volunteers.
That's clever, going to the Sheets stores. That keeps it with that family approach. You can either get a Klondike bar or a can of beer, depending on what it is that is appropriate for you under those circumstances. Certainly, there's a lot of passengers in these motorcycles that are going there. $20 per person if you register by the day of the ride. Of course, a gift bag is there. It includes the wristband, lunch before the ride, and one of the beverages along the way, and ice cream. See, I told you. See, everybody, what are the wise people think alike or something? All right, Susquehanna Valley CASA Voices for Children. Go ahead and make a pitch for folks to consider riding in this, if you would. Jennifer, I think this is a great opportunity for folks to just you hear about this. Maybe you don't, or volunteering is not perfect, but either donating or riding might be appropriate.
Absolutely. Whether you're a motorcycle aficionado or you just have a buddy who happens to have a motorcycle, please help us spread the word. This is a really important fundraiser for us. We are completely volunteer-driven. We are driven by also donations and grants and fundraising events such as this. While some of our funding does come from children and youth and such places, primarily we are funded by donations and events like this. We have a motorcycle ride, we have a gala in November, we have a Hiawatha ride coming up in September, and these events are so critical for us. So maybe volunteering isn't for you, but maybe you can spend a day with us. And so come on out and learn about us, meet some great friends over at Susquehanna Motorcycle Club. It's a great place. They have a great clubhouse. They have a phenomenal clubhouse. And you don't have to have a motorcycle to be a club member. You can just, you know, enjoy the camaraderie.
Motorcycle. I could join. I would like to have a motorcycle.
I would too.
My lovely bride says in no way. So August 6th is the date. Anything to add, Corey, to our full conversation?
No, we just look forward to a great day and to having a lot of people come and join and support us.
SusquehannaValleyCASA.com, Susquehanna Valley Court Appointed Special Advocates, Jennifer Rempe's Development Officer and Chief Grant Writer and Fundraiser, and making sure that all this gets brought up and talked about. And Corey Mowry's Chairman of the Board. He's an attorney and is talking about the Ride for the Child coming up August 6th.